The story begins when Samuel is found dead in the snow outside an isolated chalet where he lived with his wife Sandra, a German writer, and their partially sighted 11-year-old son Daniel. An investigation leads to a conclusion of suspicious death. It's impossible to know for sure whether he took his own life or was killed. Sandra is indicted, and we follow her trial, which pulls the couple's relationship apart. Daniel is caught up in the middle between the trial and their home life. Doubts take their toll on the mother-son relationship. That is, in summary, Anatomy of a Fall. This was a 2023 thriller drama, and it sort of comes in here toward the end of the year. It played in the theater for a short period of time. It had an estimated budget of $6.5 million on its opening weekend in the United States. It grossed only $117,000, but worldwide it has so far grossed $14 million. There were really no big A-listers in this film. The top star is Sandra Hüller, and she played the part of the wife who was left behind after her husband mysteriously dies after falling out of the third floor of their chalet, their house. This is not a spoiler-free review. I have to say that Sandra was an amazing actress. It was hard to get a read on her. You didn't know, did she do this? Didn't she? You couldn't really get a clean read on her. She didn't seem highly emotional after she discovered that her husband had fallen out of the window. She didn't seem very emotional after the day's proceeding. Right after, she ends up hiring an attorney to defend her. The boy ends up finding the dad and calls for her mom, mommy, mommy. And I was surprised that he was able to find her, because we later find out that he's only partially sighted, if not almost nearly blind. This film reminds me of the 2008 hit called Doubt, which starred Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman, in which he was accused of molesting a child in church. And you never know, did he do it? Didn't he do it? And so that's kind of what this film leaves you wondering. Did she do it? Didn't she do it? And so there's a lot of twists and turns, and there's this trial that takes place. The film lasts 2.5 hours, which I think is a little on the long side, but it was interesting. The problem that you have, she was adamant that she didn't do it. And of course, you're going to say, I didn't do it. If you're guilty, you're never going to admit that you did it. So she was pretty adamant, and she seemed sincere that she didn't do this. And there was a few things that had came up during the trial that maybe he had tried to commit suicide 6 months earlier, because that she had seen some vomit that she discovered and there was some undissolved pills, which were aspirins, and that she thought maybe he had tried to commit suicide but actually threw it up. And then we found out later, almost at the end of the trial, that the boy ran an experiment. The boy who had turned 12 during this process ran an experiment on his dog where he gave it 8 or 10 aspirins, and the dog was almost dying. And they were able to revive the dog by giving him salt water and having him throw up. But he said he did that on purpose. It was to run an experiment, because he had seen this before where his dog had behaved in the exact same way about the time that the dad had allegedly committed suicide. And that was really weird. I just can't imagine at age 12 feeding your dog aspirins to run an experiment. That's very strange for a 12-year-old to be doing. I think he had his questions. During the trial, there was a caretaker that was kind of separated him between him and his mom, because they didn't want the mom to influence the boy one way or the other that she was innocent or anything to do with the trial. So they had kind of separated them. But the boy had asked the caretaker, do you think she did it? And she was like, wait a minute. Like, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to take care of you. I'm not here to pass a judgment or to help you make up your mind. We can't discuss the trial. So from that point, you really knew even the boy was questioning whether or not his mom had done it. And from the boy's point of view, if the mom has done it, then not only does he lose his father, but then he also will lose his mother, because she'll end up going to jail for the rest of her life. So it makes you also wonder, did the boy make up that story? He make up that whole story about the dog eating the aspirin and how that tied into the earlier suicide attempt and everything. There was just all these little things that just made you question. And then also the mom was caught in a few lies, where she had this bruise on her arm. She lied about how she obtained the bruise. She had lied. They had asked her if she had ever had been in an argument with her husband recently, and she lied and said she wasn't, but it turns out there was a recording of them arguing the day before, and it was sort of a violent argument. So there was all these factors that made you wonder, could there have been something behind that argument that may have thrown her over the edge to try to commit a murder? The other kind of thing that was happening at the beginning, we never see the dad in the film. We only see him when he's dead. But right before the dad ends up passing away, there's a visitor at their house, and she's trying to have an interview with Sandra about her book or about different things. And then the dad, Samuel, starts playing this loud music, and it was really annoying. And it was weird how the wife kind of just, it didn't bother her at all that he started playing this music. She said, oh, we're just going to have to reschedule. I'm sorry. Yeah, he does that sometimes. We'll have to do this some other time. And then right after she left, it wasn't very much longer, boom, he falls out the window. And you kind of wonder, huh, was that motive for her interrupting her interview? I don't know. There's just a lot of unanswered questions. And of course, by the end of the film, you don't get answers to those. You are left to try to figure out and pick up the pieces yourself. For me, I found it very difficult to determine whether or not she was guilty. I don't think there was enough information that she hated him that much to have that kind of reaction to actually throw him out the window. On the other hand, it didn't also build up the suicide aspect. It didn't really have that much information about the husband, Samuel, to know whether or not he would have really jumped out the window. So you're kind of left with an inconclusive ending. You don't really know, did she do it? Did he commit suicide? And in the end, I think it ended the right way. She ends up being acquitted for the crime and gets to spend the time with her son. The only way that we would ever know if she did it would be if some revelation were to come later on, as, let's say, for example, the boy starts growing up, or when she gets older and if she ever decided to confess. This was a thriller. It had you guessing. It was very entertaining. It did stretch a little bit long, but even with those shortcomings, I was enthralled the entire way. It got started from the beginning. It sucked you in. And I would give this film 5 stars, and I highly enjoyed it.